Hello, grandkids, and welcome to Stunt Granny Audio 1124. This is Kevin DeFrango. On the other end is Chris Calamita. What is up, good sir?
Not a heck of a lot, Kevin. How about yourself?
Oh, it definitely became noticeable. I believe the 3 hour SmackDown started last week. But with a bit of a long-ish Raw, it felt like a long week of WWE programming, especially with hurdles such as my Pittsburgh Steelers playing on Monday night, kind of interfering with some Netflix
And
usual
how'd that turn
viewing.
out
That did not turn
for
out
you?
well. Jeremy
No.
and I can get into the finer parts of that since we talk football many a time to start off the show. So yeah, I will reserve that part of the discussion for later. But
Okay.
yeah, did not go well. The score is worse than the reality, but a loss is a loss.
Yeah.
There is nothing great to say about losses, really. So, and now new coach. Hey, that's what the extended thoughts will be about in 11:25.
Yeah.
For today, though, Drew McIntyre made waves. I wondered why Jeremy's like, I'm watching SmackDown Live this week, and I'm like, huh. And Saturday, sometime perusing on Instagram, and I follow one Drew McIntyre. His picture with the championship pops up, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that would have been a good reason to watch SmackDown Live this week.
Yeah, I was literally watching the match at regular US time. And I don't know why I just it's that I guess that addictive part of your phone and social media. I just kind of just casually just picked up my phone, went into Facebook. So and yes, I saw the picture of Drew laying in bed with the belt. Yeah. Like the show had like 10 minutes left. I'm like, God damn it.
Wow, man, he was quick with that post, huh?
Yeah.
Oh
Apparently it's
man.
some soccer reference. I don't know. Didn't
Okay, I'm not
Messi
sure
like
that
sleep with the didn't Messi like have a video photo of him like sleeping with the cup, World Cup or something, some at some point
this
or
would
one of those guys.
be on the list of things not surprising to me. No one from England has won a World Cup, so I don't I know that it wasn't some it wasn't like David Beckham or someone like the
Right.
actual
Yeah.
English.
But yes, the Drew McIntyre is the new undisputed WWE champion. I think it feels like we all predicted it, but still people are treating it like a surprise. Maybe we didn't, maybe because people didn't really believe it was going to happen. It was more in the case of it should happen. Like McIntyre can't lose again, and we do need to shake things up here. Shake some things up here.
And they've just not that in general, I agree with longer title reigns, and we've kind of discussed this on and off, over the years here now. And sometimes like this, it's just like, why didn't you guys pull the trigger? And it was one of the few things too that I think Jeremy and I used to talk about it years ago, where sometimes in the winter, he would do it more in like that November territory, rather than in January. But he'd be like, oh, fuck it. We're just gonna have someone else be champion for like a
Oh
couple
yeah,
of
that was the oh,
couple
those were
of
the
months.
yeah, that was during the Survivor Series is brand against brand period, and just like Common sense prevails, and Jinder Mahal, no, Jinder Mahal will not be wrestling Brock Lesnar in the main event of Survivor Series. Or no, we're not going to do AJ Styles for the second year in a row. We're going to put the title on Daniel Bryan because that's some because Daniel Bryan's always wanted that match. Once again, with Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, but I feel like we have enough track record with Triple H now that he hasn't pulled anything like that, really.
Yeah, if any title is the hot potato, it's probably the women's either the women's tag titles or just tag titles in general end up probably being more frequent title changes, even for the
Yeah,
men's side.
even the secondary one, you definitely could make a case that the US Championship has changed hands a couple of times
Yeah,
frequently
because they are trying to get
recently.
to get over this open challenge thing and how and the nature of it, and that eventually you're just going to tire out and someone's going to beat you.
Yeah. And they're kind of doing a decent job maybe at this point because they've thrown enough people at it saying I'm going to be a worker.
Yeah.
That
Yeah, we can.
I think that it's been a war of attrition, but it's all kind of added up to a good thing. But
Yeah.
anywho, to get
But
back
for
to the main
this
point.
particular championship, well, up until maybe earlier this year, really long championships have been the order of the day. I mean,
Oh, yes.
5 years
Yes.
ago, Roman Reigns was about 6 months into or less, but a little less than 6 months into his epic reign. That's insane to think about. We were still at the Thunderdome, and
Yes.
but Roman Reigns' title reign was going on. The epic title reign was going on now 5 years ago. It's kind of crazy to think about that. And then when Cody finally won it, he held on to it for a little over a year, like maybe a
Oh,
day or two
right.
over a year, really. Actually, no, it was no, because of later WrestleMania, it was probably a couple weeks after that. But again,
Yeah.
over a year title reign.
Yep.
John Cena was never intended, probably not really intended to last past SummerSlam.
Oh.
Cody, I don't know what plans were or were not in place, as we head through WrestleMania season here. But this title reign, not exactly, burning it up. I mean,
Oh.
wrestling the same guy
Yeah.
three times and then really no other title defenses. since August, he disappeared for 2 months to film a movie, or almost 2 months to film a movie in there, and yeah,
And we've
just
kind of talked about it where the baby face reigns in general in the WWE, and this is now spanned again since Triple H is kind of getting he has his own track record territory here. Like, he's not doing it really any better with the baby faces than Vince was doing.
Well, is it
They
the
just
baby
get
faces or is it the lack of heels to feed the baby face?
Well, and I do think that that is the funny thing because it's something that happened on SmackDown that I think ties into that point where everyone that came up and talked to Cody about challenging for the championship, I think just
Yes.
about all of them were baby faces. And I'm
Yes, they
like,
were.
okay, this does not smell like a coincidence. Like, you start kind of, after you see the result, you start kind of, you're like, oh, okay. Like,
Yeah.
this is what they're setting up here. They're setting up
Oh.
challengers
Oh yeah. Because we got to get
for Drew.
into exactly how it happened. I know. As you
Yeah.
would expect, McIntyre and Rhodes are split 1-1 heading into the cage match. Shocker.
Yeah, I can't believe it. A three stages of hell match got to the third stage. Like it,
Yeah.
yeah. It's less shocking than even a normal two out of three falls match,
Right.
honestly.
Right. So as Drew McIntyre is heading towards the door, he is blocked by a hooded figure who reveals himself to be Jacob Fatu, who comes in the cage, starts beating the hell out of Drew McIntyre until Cody Rhodes gets involved. And then Jacob Fatu starts fighting with Cody. And in the chaos, Drew McIntyre slips out the door and wins the championship. And then, after the fact, Cody then sneaks up behind Jacob Fatu and throws him into the cage. We've been watching this stuff a long time. I think we were pretty well sure that the ultimate reveal is going to be it was Cody who took out Jacob Fatu back in October. Because yeah, all of this you were talking about, yeah, all the baby faces, all of his Cody's friends coming after him, I don't know if you can go back to October and say that, the signs of Cody cracking were there, but maybe you can't. Because that would have been after Cody lost that match to Seth. So then you get that, Cody's losing his confidence. He needs new thing to take an edge. Because then they do the match against the, in between the. What was the WrestlePalooza match and this last match? There was a Saturday's main event match, the November Saturday's main event match between Drew and Cody, where Cody used the belt to beat McIntyre. So Cody has been, and then the aftermath of Survivor Series, where he refused to shake Roman Reigns' hand. We've been doing a slower build here. That Cody's frustrations are have been building. The pressure's getting to him. And yeah, I mean, Cody going heel in the maybe not too distant future is looking to become a reality.
Yeah, and like you said, like I it still doesn't feel like it's here, but again, there are definitely a lot of signs that it's coming down the pike here.
Yeah.
'Cause I even think that his promo this week kind of hinted at how much frustration he has at the current situation.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, and his promos have been getting angrier, little by little. It hasn't been, outright, but it's he's been getting angrier. Yeah, little by little. For a couple of months now, at least. For 2 or 3 months now.
And this can definitely 'cause I mean he definitely gave Fatu the what the fuck I can handle my business kind of situation. So yeah, I mean Jacob Fatu is really popular. It might be a good guy to try
Yeah.
and turn Cody against.
You very well could. And again, it's yet another baby face on SmackDown, for God's sakes. Like this situation needs to be this someone needs to turn here.
Yeah, someone needs a realignment desperately. I mean, since Randy Orton is according to most of us, I think they record immovable in the babyface
Yes.
department. You got to work around that elephant in the room, but other than that, yeah, it just feels like someone needs a little heel direction because yeah, like even it's kind of funny, like it's a little bit of a different level, but Aleister Black maybe winning the feud against Damian Priest would help get him closer to that territory than he is. You
Yeah.
know, you can claim the whole former champ stuff. I mean, I know that that's not what happened, but I mean, I can't think of anyone that's even close to being vaulted up there.
No, no. You know what? I'm gonna say
Other
something.
than
I've
that.
actually been impressed with how they've handled 3 hour SmackDowns for the first 2 weeks. For 2 weeks in a row, you could say that definitely say SmackDown has been the more interesting show over Raw for those 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's weird how SmackDown has had some weird formula to end up being okay. Like that was one of those things that just struck me as an overall whole. I'm like, this, I don't know if I like, 'cause was last week the first 3 hour show?
Yeah, last was the first 3 hour show.
Yeah, that it felt like there was a little bit that was off about that one. But this one really flowed really well, I
It
thought.
really flowed. And the wild thing was, I was th we were all thinking, the Three Stages of Hell match was gonna take up, the entire 3rd hour. It doesn't because Shockingly late in the show, we begin Carmelo Hayes and Shinsuke Nakamura, who also have a fairly long match, longer than I ever thought. I thought that another match on this show was going to be. So we have two pretty damn long matches in a row on SmackDown.
Now that you bring that up, I'm wanting to look that up because I had the same thought where I'm like, man, this is going on longer. Like, there is still a lot of time for the three stages of
Right, yes,
hell,
yeah.
but I
I mean, I've
also
been.
thought it was less than I expected, you
Yeah,
know?
I mean,
Like,
bell to bell, it might have been about, three stages of hell might have been about 35 minutes, or something, with all the
For
commercials and
Carmelo
everything. And
Hayes and Shinsuke, they're saying 18 and a half.
okay, I could buy that.
And then let's see, 3105.
3105. Okay, I can buy that. It's a little
And
less than I
again,
thought.
like,
Yeah.
I feel like, because I feel like I remember looking at it after the Shinsuke Hayes match ended. I'm like, man, they only have like 39 minutes. I was like, that's, I
Only
expected at least.
39 minutes for a match on for a television main event. That's insane where we're at in wrestling nowadays. My God. There were Raws in 1999 that didn't have 39, 31 minutes of wrestling total, of actual matches total.
That is 100% a true statement. Yeah, 31 minutes of wrestling probably beat a lot of Raws back in the 90s. For just holy
Yeah,
smokes.
yeah.
But
But again, this is SmackDown's strong
but
suit,
this
really.
in it yeah, in this day and age though, that is kind of surprisingly short. Given just that it was three stages of hell, I guess
Yes.
that's the other thing. Like, when you definitely have three falls and you have three distinct types of matches, you kind of, and they did a pretty decent job of playing into all three different phases in different ways. Yeah, sometimes you just expect longer matches these days, like AEW or WWE. Like, it is kind of wild though that you're like 31 minutes. Jeez. Yeah, a little bit of perspective thrown in there is pretty fun.
But getting to the Hayes Nakamura match. You know what? I like that. Nakamura has the credibility that Hayes needs
Oh,
to get a win over. It's better than Johnny Gargano, for God's sakes. Or one of Fraxium. What are they even doing anymore? What is their purpose? Why do they even exist?
That's a good question. I love both of them individually. I still find them fairly amusing. What you're supposed to make out of them on TV, like, I am in some ways depending upon nostalgia for the two of them. NXT nostalgia, but nostalgia.
NXT nostalgia from 2023, for God's sake.
I mean, they haven't really been on TV, and I'm not quite sure what you're supposed to make of these two guys that Johnny Gargano is pretending to be one of them. And I mean, Gargano's kind of turned a weird, but I guess necessary leaf here with Ciampa in question, so.
They're gonna have to figure out, what to do with him. I can see that, obviously.
Yeah, so I don't know if that's made the singles division more interesting or not. Because Ciampa and Gargano in the tag division was not helpful, so I guess we'll see. Experiment. Maybe something will happen. But he's Gargano to me definitely on the list of not would not be surprised if he is not renewed whenever that
No,
date happens
I
or
think him and
PC.
Can I yeah, oh yeah, I think him and Candace are both headed into the PC pretty much. I think Candace, I thought I heard so read something that Candace is basically already there essentially during the week.
Oh, fair. It would not surprise me again since they
Yeah.
both run their own school before. This seems like a pretty natural space to move into.
Well, yeah.
It was kind of interesting. One thing that was a bit of a common theme on SmackDown in general this week was the debuting NXT talent that has recently been called up. Because
Yes.
it started at the opening of the show and ended right before the couple of matches that we've already talked about.
Yes.
So, what did you think of one Trick Williams' first appearance on WWE TV?
Second appearance.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I guess he
This
was on last week.
one, I think I could have used without him getting beat up by Randy Orton. I think it's way too soon to have him,
Yeah.
you know.
Oh.
I mean, I know he came back and won his match against Rey Fénix, so that's, you know, that's all well and good, but yeah, just establishing right away he's not ready for the big dogs. I wouldn't have done that. I would just would have avoided that for now. But they're putting him in the. Because he's going to be in this qualifying situation for the number one contenders four-way. So he's going to be put in a situation to come.
Oh,
Yeah, that's right.
the dreaded get called up and lose almost out of circumstance
Yeah, I mean, he
because
doesn't necessarily have to take the pin or anything, but I don't.
right.
What is his opponent's Cardona, I think.
I wonder if they have that match listed in here. I'd have to look for it because I really
I know
don't
it was Orton
remember
and Miz.
what the
Orton and Miz was definite. Then it's was it's okay. I can't believe I can remember this. It's yes, it's Trick Williams and Cardona, Orton and Miz, Sami Zayn and Ilya Dragunov, and then Damian Priest and Solo Sikoa.
Oh, okay.
And then they will all face off in a four-way at Saturday's main event. For to see who now faces Drew McIntyre at the Royal Rumble. And considering that the four-way is in Montreal and the Royal Rumble is in Saudi Arabia, I'm thinking they're going with Sami Zayn here.
Oh,
Two places he is
man.
incredibly popular. And you don't need a huge championship match for the Royal Rumble either.
No, that's always mostly a secondary thing.
Yeah. And you could believe that Sami Zayn does have a chance in that environment on that day.
Oh.
They could pull the trigger and hot potato the title again. I don't think they will, but it's possible. And that's all it needs to be is possible to make this work.
Yeah, funny how that works.
Yes. Unlike what AEW is doing with MJF and Bandido, already moving
Oh.
past Bandido to get to Kenny Omega, not even pretending to give Bandido his chance.
Jeez, those guys. They could not book their way out of a wet paper bag. Jiminy Christmas. Anywho, don't love Trick be getting put in that spot, or
Yeah,
necessarily.
there's no way to there's no reason to accelerate him into a situation where he's gonna lose to the top names.
Yeah, that's one of
He can
those
beat
things
the
that we've
he can beat the Ray
talked
Phoenixes of the
about,
world. Yeah.
yeah, a lot recently. It's just like what they've tried to start everyone off. Like, it's just like that whole John Cena, Kurt Angle thing. Like, they just kind of like almost keep on trying to go back to it. And it's just like
But
you're
it didn't
not gonna
work.
have.
It didn't work. Cena was on the verge of being fired before he, before, you know, that's the, he's told the story a million times. He just started doing, you know, he just started freestyle rapping and in front of Stephanie McMahon, and then he turned into a character on TV. Otherwise, they were gonna let him go when he was just, you know, vanilla guy in green trunks or whatever. So yeah, no, it doesn't work. It really doesn't work. And then they try to do it with Jordynne Grace. Not so much with her opponent, because she just beat, you know, Eva Fire, who loses everybody, but already having her have a face-to-face confrontation with Jade Cargill. Forgot what are we doing?
Yeah, that was the part where yeah, like you said, like it was great that she got an expected win. You know, you need some of those on TV too. And they don't necessarily need to be dragged down knockouts.
Can someone please?
But
I
yeah,
thought this part. Go
her
ahead. No,
being
go ahead.
in the championship match already, it's just like it's
I don't think that's where
been
they're going, but it's exactly
even putting
yet.
her
But
in that orbit, yeah, 'cause I
yeah.
can't remember, like, Jade Cargill hasn't had a lot to do herself.
No, Mia Yim got hurt, so they kind of they closed off that deal. I don't know
Yeah,
what they're doing with Tiffany Stratton and you know and everyone else is in the tag division, basically.
there's, and that is wild. I mean, and it's probably one of the reasons that Jordynne Grace might be put in that trash position as soon as she gets up to the main roster, is that it's just like, well, you're the choice. Like, you're the list. Like, you are the top and bottom of this of that list. That's a list of one. So yeah, that part was not well, yeah, that part will be interesting to watch to see what happens. Oh yeah, 'cause Damian Priest was one of the people backstage wanting to challenge Cody Rhodes.
Yeah, and also Matt Cardona. What the hell does he think? Where does he think he's earned anything?
Yeah, he gets one whole win back after 6 years absence, and he's ready for a title match, sir.
Yeah, I guess so.
He's sold
Now,
enough action
him,
figures.
I'm sure, and I sure hope that Trick beats him, for God's sakes. Let's not pretend that we're really doing anything with him. Let's just nip that in the bud right now.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like they're already positioning him to be enhancement talent.
Oh yeah.
Yep. Alexa Bliss, that woman makes a one-sided phone conversation interesting.
She does, yes.
God bless. Like for. That was that's kind of a weird segment to hold up on your own. So
It is, it
kudos to
can
her.
be, and but she was being animated. She made you believe that Charlotte was on the other line of that phone. Good for her, I guess. And then we are starting the push for dissension amongst Alexa and Charlotte with Nia and Lash Legend, making the point, and then that point then being pounded in even harder by Wade Barrett on commentary, that when Alexa Bliss got an opportunity just for herself, Charlotte was nowhere to be found.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that is kind of the upside to throwing all these teams into the tag division. If you really do need them separate, a lot of them are more allies of convenience, and you can break them off. Like I
Yeah.
it's
But
still wild that Bianca Belair is still out with a finger injury. It's
she
one of the
is. I mean, if we
craziest
don't see
things.
her at the Royal Rumble, then I don't know. I don't know what the hell's going on. That's an insane situation.
Because yeah, I mean, because that was another one. Like I know that Mia Yim got hurt there in a house show or something. But yeah, Bianca was also another built-in opponent for Jade after she wins the championship and just
Yes. Oh, yeah.
ne
You know they want
never.
to do that match, and if and
They are
WrestleMania is probably the time
drooling
to do it.
on
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
that match.
So yeah, in some way, it would not surprise me if Bianca returns to the Royal Rumble and becomes the first woman to win a second one. It would not at all. It also wouldn't surprise me if she's not there because this injury has turned into to a nightmare. I mean, I Marco's outdoor. That's a broken finger that never heals. And that's what's going to cost you. I mean, people get over broken fingers in like a week and a half or something. Usually, it's.
It's pretty wild. Even a 42-year-old quarterback can play with a broken wrist for multiple weeks in the NFL, but somehow Bianca Belair can't find her way back onto the WWE roster because of how jacked up a finger is. Like it is one of the wildest injuries.
Well, since we mentioned Alexa Bliss, I guess we should talk about her match. You know what? Because Alexa being Alexa, it was probably one of the more enthusiastic crowd reactions to a Julia match we've seen. And Julia was 100% the heel, and Kiana James was being, sneaky manager interfering behind the referee's back. They played that all up very well, and they had, of course, they had an easy crowd to play to as well. Those European crowds, they think they're all smart and sophisticated, but really they're the easiest crowds in the world.
It is kind of an interesting thing. I guess I was thinking about that because I was wondering if it was just me that thought that some of Io Sky's popularity role started in Europe last year too.
It could very well have. Really, because it didn't really kick in until after WrestleMania weekend, to me. After she had those two, after she had the triple threat match and then the match with Stephanie McMahon the next night on Raw. Yeah, that, the quality of those two matches, made even the biggest skeptic, okay.
I
I was
think
unfamiliar with
I'll
your game, or we were, but.
I think all skeptics had the door shut at that point. I felt like I'm like, oh, maybe this, yeah. Chelsea Green can fit in a lot of places. Julia just seemed more natural being like, I don't know why. It just doesn't seem like she's felt comfortable for whatever reason. And I
No,
don't know
she's not. It's
why.
not. Yes. There's a lack of comfort. It's just not. It just something hasn't clicked with
And it
her,
felt
either face
like
or a
it
heel.
finally felt like the
Well, it
way
felt like,
she talked in her promo and acted in the ring in this match. And, again, like definitely not discounting Alexa Bliss, who's always very good in that there ring too. But yeah, like that was one of the combination best nights for Julia in a while.
Then but Julia ends up retaining because Lash Legend and interferes. Lash and Nia double team on Alexa. Nia hits the Annihilator. Charlotte, of course, nowhere to be found. We play that up. This is gonna be interesting to see how this all plays out, and I don't think it's not gonna play out right away either, because I think this whole women's title situation. Will tag title situation probably will build to some sort of big gimmick match. I've suggested all them in the elimination chamber, because I don't think they can get it to WrestleMania and do like a big ladder match. I don't see it
Oh.
making it that long, but maybe, who knows? Depending on,
Yeah.
you know, what other matches and how they want to do things. But the key thing with the Alexa Charlotte pairing is Charlotte needs Alexa more than Alexa needs Charlotte. Alexa has pretty much saved Charlotte's career, basically.
Yeah, it's kind of wild. And I mean, that'll be the eventual challenge, is has Charlotte changed enough to carry a new-ish brand without Alexa around?
Yeah. Does she just revert back to I'm the queen? And is that because
Yeah, the
I do
same
think that
tired trope
in
going back
the
to.
few things I've seen where she's just being like behind the scene, you know, type document or whatever stuff, where she's just being Ashley. Ashley is more likable than Charlotte. And she does bring, you know, obviously a level of goofiness that we've never really seen from her into her interactions with Alexa Bliss. She's witchy, is more likable in this role. And if she just regresses back to I'm the queen, which isn't interesting as a face or as a heel at this point anymore, then yeah, I don't know. Charlotte has been around along quite a while now, but she hasn't reached that Randy Orton. They love her. They love her no matter what she does. And I don't know if she can get to that.
Yeah, it's I don't know if she's been away from the championship long enough that people would let that slide, like, because that is
No.
wild that basically a year ago we saw the real downfall of Charlotte Flair
Yeah.
live and in person, like
Live and in
that.
person, and then it just went downhill from there with how the stuff with her and Tiffany. The
After
match with WrestleMania was fine, but it really wasn't
being
anything. It
able to
wasn't much more
vouch
than
for how nice
fine.
she is in person.
Yeah, she's been very nice. Very nice. I just remember that when you said that. I'm like, oh yeah, I met her at a hotel. I got a picture taken. She was very cool. But yeah, so yeah, it'll be interesting to see, how this all plays out, especially for her, because I think Alexa Bliss is, you know, she's comfortable in her in her position, I think. She never becomes, you know, women's champion again. She's very, I think, self-confident in who she is, what her career has been. She has a nice life outside of the ring, you know.
Yeah, she could.
She's in her "I'm just having fun" era of doing this, and I'm glad to. And she, after being off for 2 years, you know, being glad to be back in the thick of it.
Yeah, the only thing I can think of for a comparison is Trish Stratus. Like, she's Trish Stratus, but, you know, however many, you know, like a decade younger, where she can
Yeah.
work full time, but she still has the family life. The kid and the, you know, the husband at home, and it's completely okay. You know, if that's her only gig, she's completely cool with that. And
Yeah.
she's just like, okay, yep, I'm just doing this for some extra coin change, guys. Sure. Like, I'll do whatever you need me to do. Like, 'cause she'll be kind of like, and 'cause I don't know if they have someone like this in the women's division yet, but kind of like The Miz, where it's just like, where do you need me? Do you need me in the
Yeah.
tag division? Sure, I can fit there. Do you need me in a main event storyline? Sure, yeah, you can throw me up there. Do you need me in some type of blood feud? Sure, we can get that done. You
Yeah.
know, like, she's like, yeah, sure, just throw me the role. Like,
Yeah.
I'm good. So yeah, Charlotte, yeah, it would help if she'd expand that, you know, like she needs to
Yeah.
expand that sphere to kind of have that kind of all-encompassing what the hell ever.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm trying to think, was there really anything else on SmackDown?
No.
Oh gee, unless we want to talk about Kit Wilson.
Don't need to do that, no.
Yeah, the only other match, which
Oh,
was
the eight man
itself,
tag? Or what
yeah,
were you gonna
was
say?
fairly lengthy. Yes, is it six? Oh yeah,
Eight. It was eight.
eight names.
It was eight. Yeah, because didn't.
Yeah, get.
Unsurprisingly, oh God, well, I forget his name now.
Gassed up Tama.
Tamatonga was the one on the outside, not the
Yeah.
other one, whose name
Yeah,
I'm getting.
Tala Tonga.
Tamatonga.
I've finally gotten used to that where I don't actually need to look at the screen to
Tongaloa.
remember.
Tongaloa was in the match and Tamatonga was
Hey,
on the outside. Are you sure?
yeah, Tom, that's what the report is
Wow, usually
saying over
Tongaloa's on the
here.
outside.
Yeah, Tongaloa has been the man on the outside
Yes,
quite a few times.
who will never be able to outlive the that one match he had with Okada with his terrible striking offense.
And he hasn't done himself any favors in the WWE either,
No, he has
so.
not. He has not. But you know what? Feels like we're going a little bit in circles with this whole thing with them and the Wyatt Six.
Oh.
They win. They pick up the win. Yeah,
Because,
not
oh
sure.
yeah, because Wyatt Sixer is still the champions.
Wyatt Six
Because
still have
this,
the tag titles, yes.
yeah, so they're looking to get the tag belts back then.
Right, yes. Yeah, it's.
Okay, yeah, I guess we've just had a change in roles at this point. Yeah, because I think it was the other way around when the Wyatts won it.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's this is the new Damian Priest versus Aleister Black. It's just
Pretty
gonna
much,
keep on
yeah.
going on forever, because no one else is in a faction as large as either the MFTs or the Wyatt Six, other than
No, this
themselves.
will go on for a bit. It's starting to feel like the Wyatt Six have been significantly less effective recently. Like it's wearing it's already it's starting to wear thin again.
They just have never really put any juice in the reboot other than, hey, we want to pay tribute to Bray. They
Yeah.
kind of gave them the big comeback win, and it's just been downhill since that point, honestly.
Right. Yeah.
And I guess I don't know how you solve it. Like, they're kind of, I feel like they do their own weird universe stuff in NXT, but they don't ever do anything like that on the main roster. And
You
like,
know
the
what?
Wyatt Six need to exist in their own little
I
universe
found the Wyatt
that.
Six way more interesting and way and fit in way more in AAA. That match they had on that last AAA show, that was like the one of the most fun, like hardcore type matches I've seen in a long time. I'm like, you know what? This works for them.
Yeah, I could see them being AAA darlings
Yeah.
for that reason.
Right.
Like,
Well,
they kind of have more of that traditional, they also kind of have more of that traditional spooky kind of
Yes.
vibe, just in general, even with their own stuff that the
Right.
WWE doesn't really participate in as much these days.
Well, it's 10:30 Eastern and we haven't even started talking about Raw yet. So I think maybe we should.
Yeah, we did get a little late jump on things, but sure, we can do a best hits worth of Raw,
Mean,
because
it's only 9:30 for me, so I can keep going.
well, I mean, Raw did end with a fairly lengthy match of its own.
It did.
So yeah, this show still can feel kind of short, and it's something we've already touched on a little bit that ends up kicking off the show here. Women's tag team division definitely been more heavily featured on Raw than on SmackDown in general,
Yeah,
too.
it has of late, for sure. You know, we start with Rhea Neo Rio's victory celebration, interrupted by Liv Morgan and Roxanne, interrupted by Bayley and Lyra. We get, you know, then also interrupted by the Kabuki Warriors, and a big brawl erupts, leading to a triple threat match with the winning team facing Rhea and Io at Saturday's main event in a week from Saturday, I believe. That's already coming up, and then that's a week before the Royal Rumble. So WWE's keeping us fresh and fresh with
Is that going
content.
to be Saturday afternoon's main event because they're going to be in Europe?
No, they're back. They're
Oh,
in
they're back for that
Montreal.
one. Oh, that's the Montreal show.
Yeah, that's the Montreal show on the same night as the first UFC on Paramount Plus. So I guess TKO didn't
TKO
think that.
going head to head.
Like, for like the first hour or so, I think, of the UFC or whatever. You know, I mean, the UFC won't be, you know, the main fights would I think come after, you know,
Yeah,
since the main
the
event's over. But
WWE does end earlier these days, in
yeah,
general.
but no, that yeah, yeah. I was kind of surprised that there would be, you know, plop something, you know, that weekend. But hey, you know, TKO, it's
Counter program against their own team.
pretty much. But the triple threat match did take place. It's moving along really well until, okay, did Kairi Sane, like, quote unquote, forget to tag in, or did the referee screw up? What happened there that caused this match to fall apart at the near the end?
That's a good question. Because I was not oh no, I was paying pretty decent attention because I think this was on when I was walking. And yeah, I don't know who was that. The WWE is not as bad as AEW, but they have definitely been more lenient in the rules department than they used to be.
Well, I don't know about that, because these referees have been calling these things like shoots lately.
Well, other than the weird situations like Thea Hale and Blake Monroe, I kind of had a feeling that it was the wrong person that they were pinning when it happened. But I also don't, you know, it's one of those, I wasn't paying attention when the three card Monty was happening, and I'm not completely sure who the legal person was either. So there's a little bit of doubt in there, but my initial blush feeling was that the referee was correct.
Then, you know, then they try to get the match back on track, but, you know, then, but in the end, Liv and Roxanne pull out the win, as you probably would expect. That's a natural matchup with, you know, the Judgment Day getting in the title contention, and the Liv Rhea history. Yeah, it makes sense. It makes sense as a Saturday's main event match. It's a big match, but not, I mean, but maybe not too big, you know, so to
Oh,
throw on one of those.
yeah, you give everyone a bone, that's for sure. I would, boy, that choice of words could has a lot of a lot behind it. Anywho, did not necessarily mean that, but I'm sticking with it. But yeah, it should be a good matchup, and like you said, there's definitely at least some joint history involved in the match to build off of. And it makes it easy to also transition to a second topic
I was waiting to do that.
because we could end up at that juncture with Judgment Day draped in gold again, possibly, since Raquel Rodriguez continues.
Oh, you did go to where I
To
thought you were gonna go. Okay, wait, keep going.
Oh,
Really, yeah.
well, I mean, hey, it's the tag team partner that isn't the tag team partner anymore. And at least from the very little bit of the internet that I get onto these days, a lot of people thinking that maybe Raquel Rodriguez should stick around the singles division a little bit more than she has in the past.
Who are these people? I want their name. I want their names and I want their addresses. No, Raquel still does not make for that good a good singles wrestler. No. But whatever. I mean, it's we're just filling time here.
Yeah,
She's obviously not winning this.
I can't remember which alert on my phone hit it where whoever paid Google enough to, have a hit page come out for me, was who mentioned the Raquel Rodriguez thing. I cannot remember offhand.
But yeah, no, she basically gets to attack Stephanie Vaquer and beat up her ankle again. No, she's not careful. She's not even gonna get, she's not even gonna get this match in the ring. So at a certain point, this is just gonna become a bad strategy.
Yeah, that is the one thing that is just like you're not attacking her before the match. Yeah, you're really just for the most part prolonging when this is gonna happen.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that has been weird about it almost the whole time. And I mean, I even feel like Michael Cole was trying to point that out to her. He's like, "Hey, we've been friends. Like, this strategy doesn't make sense." I mean, it'll always make sense because it's wrestling and you always get a match because you beat someone up.
Right, yeah, of course.
But yeah, in this case, I would be surprised at a title change when this eventually ends up happening.
No, that's not what this is about. This is we're gonna fill some time here. She's gonna beat Raquel, and she's gonna move on to bigger and better things, but it's fine for what it is for right now.
Yeah, well, and the secondary thing I think is that maybe I'll fulfill segueing promises this time around. Judgment Day really trying to be draped in gold here. Finn Balor makes his reappearance back on the main event scene. And is throwing down challenges here because and why am I blanking on the name? Because they're the ones that said that evidently mentioned Finn Balor in his original promo.
You CM Punk?
CM Punk.
Wow, that's a one.
Yeah, that's a
Yeah,
bad one.
I
This
don't
is a
feel as
bad
bad as
one.
about some of my faux pas now. But yes, Finn Balor confronts CM Punk and challenges from for the World Heavyweight Championship, despite I'm not sure if Finn Balor has won a singles match in the last 2 years.
Oh yeah, like this is definitely one that they are. Oh, and I guess we can depend talk about it because they did this to two different people on this night. Both Finn Balor and Becky Lynch having to pretend they're from the English territory of Northern Ireland.
Yeah. Someone doesn't own a globe or have an understanding of
Well,
international geopolitics. My God.
I did laugh though. They had part of it correct because when they had the graphics for the event, it was an English flag.
They did do that's right. They did do
But they
that.
did
Yes.
have both Irish wrestlers that are on TV currently since
Yes.
Sheamus has been off
Right, yeah.
doing whatever Sheamus wants to do on his off time. Yeah, both of them acting like Belfast is in there. I loved how even what's his name? Wade Barrett's like, It's not exactly home, but it's close enough or something like that. Like, he at least made some reference to things sounding a little out of pocket. So,
Yes, very,
kudos
very out of pocket.
to
Yeah,
a guy who is a little more familiar with the situation than maybe a Michael Cole is.
Why didn't they just book Dublin if this is what they wanted? I obviously you book arenas 6 months a year in advance or something, but still, you could have thought, hey, we don't really have any Northern Irish
Irish
Northern
wrestlers.
wrestlers, unless we're bringing Fit Finley back out of mothballs. So why don't we just book Dublin for TV? But no, couldn't do that. So yeah, it's a very, strange situation. Now I'm not aware of if there's strong tensions today that exist with the Northern Ireland and plain old Ireland, but.
I feel like things are have definitely been more
Now,
amicable for quite some time at this point, but it's still weird where it literally is a different country.
and Berlin did go nuts for Drew McIntyre just for being European against an American. So, maybe it'll work out. But Finn Balor and Becky Lynch are also supposed to be heels anyway. So.
Yeah, shouldn't necessarily be playing up that you're on your home turf, but hey,
Yeah, they
I
can do
guess it
that. It's
happens with
or whatever.
a global wrestling company at this point. The hazards of taping shows in multiple different countries.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, that takes care of Judgment Day. I guess the other big part of Raw that has not been covered and also spanned over a handful of segments, I would say, The Vision.
Yes, the Vision. First, we did not see Bron Breakker with them earlier in the night, setting the stage with an Adam Pearce Paul Heyman segment saying that, basically Heyman needs to keep Breakker under control, which then led to the tag team match with Austin Theory and Bronson Reed against Penta and Dragon Lee, which ended in a disqualification because Bron Breakker hit the damnedest spear of all fucking time on, I believe it was Dragon Lee. I don't know how Dragon Lee is still alive. And then,
Dragon Lee definitely took one for the team on that one.
yes. And then my favorite part being when Adam Pearce and Bron Breakker are arguing on the outside, they're positioning Penta to take to take the tsunami from Bronson Reed, and then until Pierce actually has to hear it in order to get in the ring, and then of course,
Yeah, that made for a fun camera shot when that
that
was
was a
all
fun
going
camera shot,
down.
and then of course, Bron Breakker then has to spear Dragon Lee again before Pierce and Breakker really get into it, and it ends with Bron Breakker throwing Pierce in the corner and putting his hands all over him. This goes all the way to the back. Pierce then suspends Bron Breakker, but of course Paul Heyman has to point out that Adam Pierce did put his hands on Bron Breakker first. So we shall see how long this indefinite suspension lasts. It's probably not going to last, certainly not
too
going to last more
long.
than 3 weeks. I imagine Bron Breakker is going to be in the Royal Rumble and would have to then also be considered one of the favorites to win the Royal Rumble.
I would have to say he's one of the early favorites. Like that.
Not that I necessarily think that they're going to go with Punk and Breakker as a WrestleMania main event. It just doesn't. Since they already did that on Raw, it just doesn't seem, big enough on its own,
Yeah.
but we shall see what happens along the way. We've got a number of twists and turns to you know, and you know, major figures to be introduced into the Royal Rumble, because right now we are still less than 3 weeks out. Not a single person has declared an entry into the Royal Rumble. This is nuts to me.
It is starting to get wild where again we're getting to the point where we've had a regime change for a while at this juncture. Vince would have had Matt Cardona declaring for the Royal Rumble at
Right.
least,
Well,
even if you
last
know
year
that
did.
they're fodder.
Right. Well, last year they did a
People
great
throw it
job
into
setting up the Royal
promos.
Rumble. Last year they did a great job setting up the Royal Rumble, and now I don't know what's going on.
That is pretty wild that 3 weeks out from the Rumble, there's not a lot of names to even choose from that could have declared if they wanted to. Even if it's a taped segment that they throw onto X or whatever social
Right.
media to get it out there. Maybe it's too big
Yeah.
for a regular show these days.
And then we come to the main event, I believe.
It was Gunther versus AJ Styles. We had a little bit of a pre-match war words because I think they each got their own separate little segment. Gunther's happening directly before the match.
Yes, we got the rare AJ Styles says a swear.
Bitch has been very popular these days in the WWE.
Yes.
We get in what is unsurprising, a very good match between Gunther and AJ Styles.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yes, yeah. Of course, yeah. Very, very, very good match. Be surprised.
What? You mean two of the best
Newsflash.
wrestlers alive had a good match? What? Who says that? And really, the main crux of it here is that Gunther, working smarter, not harder, he taps out of the view of the referee. Then, like a big dumb-dumb head that all baby faces are, AJ Styles let go of the hold before the referee called for the bell. He kind of gets upset with the referee. Gunther takes advantage when the referee is turned around and low blows Mr. Styles, then power bombs them for the win. And gloats on the way out. Oh man, I love the way this played out. Love the way this played out.
It was, yeah, it was very, very, very well done. The ghost tap out when the referee's not looking at AJ, getting up like a dum dum, even though he didn't. That's not how submissions work. And Wade Barrett had smartly pointed that out, that the referee has to signal for a tap out, and it's not like a three count where as soon as the because it's the referee's hand. The referee has to see the tap out, and he has to signal for the bell. And until that happens, you have not won this match.
I think they've done it. The heel commentators have done a better job of kind of ferreting out some of these little things like that are bad baby face tendencies without calling them out too much.
Yeah.
It gives them that plausible deniability in there, and it works really really well.
Yeah, it worked really well. Yeah. So Gunther has one up on AJ. We'll see where all this goes, as Gunther is the career killer. He is the guy who gets everyone's last match. So we'll see how this all how AJ Styles' 2026 progresses. Yes, he has declared it his, he has already declared it his final year.
It will be interesting. I don't feel like he's listed any timelines or anything like
No,
that, so
he really hasn't.
it's a little wide open. Does he run till December and just go, "Yep, it's the new year. Adios, everyone." Does he finish off before that? Who knows? It'll be interesting. One way or the other, hey, AJ Styles still going to be performing matches, and I'm A-okay with that. Anything else to cover not on WWE TV, sir?
I think we are good.
Yeah, I did not watch Collision this week, nor did I even
No.
entertain that. Football was more important, guys. Football was more important.
Well, I guess there is one question. I know we've talked about a little, you talked about a little bit in the group chat. Will you be watching Impact live on Thursday?
Yes, we will be recording Stunt Granny Audio 1125 during the debut of TNA on AMC, since that is normally
Still
when we
so
start.
insane. Still such just a wild. Just that they're on a major network, and that this network that was once like one of those like prestige intellectual networks is now playing wrestling, live wrestling every week now. It's kind of crazy to me.
It is really weird. I haven't watched AMC for quite some time at this juncture. Because I got out of The Walking Dead before The Walking Dead was done. I got out when sometime shortly after Negan popped up.
Yeah, I was about the same, yeah. I know people who stayed through who've watched all the spin-offs. It's crazy.
One of them's our other co-host, Jeremy. It is kind of wild. I haven't really thought of AMC. Like, for there were so many shows that I did like on there at some point, and I kind of got disinterested at some, because that and FX were the other ones to me that kind of intertwined in my brain for that, like, early to mid 2000 and early 2010s, where
Oh,
they
yeah.
had just some really, really good thought-provoking stuff on, but now it's
Yeah.
like, where, but I don't realize those networks are on half the time.
Oh, yeah. I
And
mean,
TNA is going to bring me back to AMC.
oh, that's crazy. Yeah. Early 2010s, AMC had a generational run when The Walking Dead was starting up, and Breaking Bad and Mad Men were both still, they were maybe towards more towards the end of their runs, but they were still on. So that's a generational run for a cable network to have those three shows on at the same time, in around the same time and same
Basically the same
era.
time,
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah, but it's still, considered a top level cable channel in this day and age, however much
I
that
mean, I think
matters.
it's I mean, I think it's in most cable packages
Yes.
still, you
Yeah,
know?
it's
Even
probably close to
the
even with the USA, TBS, TNT, it's probably it's up there. T TNA has made their way back somehow. Well,
It
just
is
more lives than a
wild.
cat.
Never would have guessed. And just, I'm gonna be interested just because I know that I'll tune in. I don't know. Well, I guess if it's always gonna be on Thursdays when we're recording, it just might end up being a consistent
I'm
theme
not
of
planning on
that
making this
show.
a weekly thing. I'm not even planning on setting the DVR. I'm just gonna watch it live once. Grab me, TNA. Grab me back. I'm inviting you to grab me with something.
And that's going to be the interesting thing, is to put my own eyes on it again, because again, like, I know that I really kind of got on a roll watching it again. I want to say it's 6 or 7 years ago, the last time I was in Las Vegas. And I watched for a solid couple of months and then have tailed off since then. So, it's definitely a product that I have not really followed other than, since the Stunt Granny account pretty much follows any wrestler that's in TNA. Well, I shouldn't even say TNA, in AIW or larger. That I'm aware of. I guess I always end up kind of keeping tabs on some people. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see TNA as a whole for myself and not rely on someone
Yeah,
else. How consistently I watch, I don't know. That will be, it'll be tough.
I haven't watched consistently TNA consistently. I haven't watched a single episode of TNA in years and years, but I haven't watched consistently since like the peak of the Broken Hardy stuff. Like that
Oh.
was once that started, dying down, and that's also coincides with Dixie finally selling TNA, and that whole. Yeah, that was it. So then that's going on 10 years ago now.
Yeah, that's further back than the time period I'm talking about. So yeah, it's that show will be fun with the added TNA. 'Cause that's a live date show, is it not?
Yes,
Or
that's
is that
live.
recorded? Okay. Well,
No, it's
yeah.
gonna be live. I don't remember where they're doing it from. It's probably not. It's not, probably not a big place, I assume, or anything. It's because I haven't, because I
Yeah.
don't remember what. I don't remember where exactly where it is. But yeah, no. It'll be interesting to check in on TNA and see what's going on. And then, I guess I'm a little more familiar with multiple, players in TNA because of the NXT crossover.
Oh.
So we'll see
For
how that
sure.
pays off for TNA. Although TNA seems to be shedding some talent along the way before they're. AMC debut, which is something you shouldn't be letting happen, but yeah, we'll see what else if a sleeker TNA makes a more interesting TNA.
Yep. Okie doke. Bell time beer for the show here as we head on out. Wolf's Ridge Brewing, double double, Dire Wolf, barrel aged Imperial Stout. This is, has been expertly aged in High Banks, which is a local distillery, double double oaked whiskey barrels. And this is their normal Dire Wolf, which is their regular Imperial Stout. And this was one of their anniversary beers a couple of years back. I have a bunch of them still sitting around here, so I'm finally getting around to drinking them. They're delicious, and I can't believe I'm saying this, but I actually see holes in the floor where I normally keep beer. And my beer fridge is not completely stocked. So it's about time here, grandkids. There is a great restocking to be had in the near future. But should one find themselves in Columbus, Ohio, or in Ohio in general, if you can find yourself some Wolf's Ridge beer, go for it. It is delicious. So that is Bell Time Beer suggestion from Matt DeFrank 11. The brand is at Sun Granny. Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. Download us at other places like iHeartRadio and YouTube Music. And I kind of forgot about Spotify. You can rate and review us there too. Have a good night, grandkids.
Later.